The moment my tires roll over the familiar cobblestone streets of Cloverfield, nostalgia hits me square in the chest. It's absurd, really. I've been away for years, yet the town remains frozen in time. The same white picket fences, the same pastel storefronts, and of course, the same suspiciously friendly people waving as I drive past, as if I never left. I should feel comforted by it all, but instead, my grip tightens around the steering wheel. City life has reshaped me, fast-paced, efficient, a creature of caffeine and deadlines, always moving forward, never looking back. Being here, in this slow, sleepy town, feels like slipping into an old pair of shoes that no longer fit. "Welcome home, Emma," I mutter as I pull into the driveway of my childhood home. James is already waiting on the front porch, arms crossed, his posture exuding the quiet confidence of someone who knew I wouldn't refuse his invitation. My big brother, stubborn as ever. I kill the engine, step out, and before I can even roll my shoulders from the long drive, he pulls me into a hug. Chapter 7. Emma's POV. The sun dips low over Cloverfield's riverbank, its golden light shimmering across the water, turning ripples into liquid amber. Evenings like this make the town feel suspended in time, quiet, untouched, like something from a dream. I never thought I'd be here, walking beside Sam Bennett, feeling like I belong. A few days ago, I was certain I had my life figured out, the city, the job offer, the carefully mapped out future. But then Sam happened. Lily happened. This happened. And now, for the first time in years, I have to ask myself, what do I really want? Sam has been quiet since we left the lake. He asked me to go for a walk, and I agreed without hesitation. But as we stroll along the riverbank, an unspoken weight lingers between us. He's thinking. More than that, he's feeling. And this time, I think he's ready to say it. I steal a glance at him, studying the sharp angles of his profile in the fading light. His hands remain deep in his pockets, his jaw tight, as if he's holding back more than just words. For a moment, I wonder if he'll keep his thoughts to himself.